I'm called Opio Tony Morris. 2023 has been the worst. In fact, the worst year of my life. There are so many aspects within. There are accidents. There are economic crises. There's no much achievement. No much achievement. I achieved and they all went. Things come and they go. Actually, in 2023, my market sold and everything was somehow well at the beginning. But in the end, a lot happened. So all the achievements started going out one by one. I don't know what's happening, but I hope 2024 will be fine.
My name is Yar Juma. The things I could remember that I've experienced and I've gone through in 2023, one of them is economic crisis. A lot of fears here and there. So these are the two major things that have moved me a lot in 2023. Well, with the 2023, I managed to get a job with one of the media house. I'm a journalist, by the way. So that is one of the greatest achievements I have made in 2023. The major event that changed my life in 2023 is the Journalist Awards Day. Though I was not awarded, but I learned a lot, like hard work, pace. So that one have moved me and it had made me like put more effort on my work. At least next year I'll get an award as a journalist. Some of my regrets of 2023 is when I had to write a resignation letter for one of the media house. I will not mention the name. Resigning because of things that I won't mention. But later on I came to realize like everything has challenges. And regardless of everything, I should have at least pushed not until I get what I wanted as a journalist. From January to December had not been an easy journey. A lot of ups and downs. I have to put them aside and at least say thank you to the Most Almighty.
My name is Madi Maria. I'm a Swan Sudanese. My family is happy and I'm happy. And that doesn't necessarily need me, you know, to explain them in detail to whoever that it's not concerned. The achievement is I'm here now, you could see, okay? That is the achievement. If I were not to be in this way, by now you would have not interviewed me, okay? The next thing is my family is okay, and we are approaching the new year. That is the second achievement. My family is the most important thing that encouraging me. If we were to be financially stable, we would have not met at the bank, you know, station here. That means I had some few challenges in terms of financial, you know, constraint. And I was hoping that I could change better than this. It's my belief that every man or every woman, okay, before you change the whole world, before you make the difference in your own, you know, area or family or anything. Before you proceed, as I believe that my family is happy, I may change some families in the near future.
My name is Emma Helen. I live in Juba. 2023 has all really teach me a lot of lessons. There's some bad, some good, but still the life moves on. I can remember looking for a job in 2023. It was three struggle, but now I'm happy. In 2023, I was there, but I achieved my work. I got a job. The major event that changed my life, not yet. The job has changed, but still. My regrets in 2023 was like being lazy. I was lazy. I was just depending on my parents. When I saw like this, I have to struggle and do something for myself.
My name is Gil Chagayate. Well, 2023 has been a bittersweet year. We have seen a lot of history making in this country. We have seen, the head of Catholic coming to this country, a country that has been regarded as a failed state. We had Pope. We also made history. You know, for those of us who are supporters of basketball, our country was able to make history. In its debut, we were able to make qualification for FIBA basketball, which is going to be held in Paris next year, the Olympics. I think it was a big moment for all of us. Because, you know, for people like us who have seen this country grow, we were able to have a change of heart. We saw a lot of possibilities, especially on my side. So a lot of negative thinking that was on our head, we had to turn it into positivity. Well, my achievements, I cannot say I've achieved all of my goals that I set in 2022, but I can say I achieved a few things that I, you know, I said, you know, sometime we have to write down things that you're going to achieve. So I am the manager of, there was a small property that we were given by the president. I'm the manager of it, and, you know, according to the way I'm doing it, at least I can say it's feeding the whole family of Chagayatem. Well, my regrets was, you know, I had planned to enroll in school at University of Juba. Unfortunately, I did not do that because, you know, there was a lot of family responsibility, which I really regret because, you know, a year is a very, very short time. The last thing and, you know, the most important thing that I want to see in 2024, we are heading for elections. I'm just praying for peace amongst our people. This is a great country. We can achieve a lot from all the 64 tribes that are in this country. So all that I'm looking forward is that we have peace in this country.